Can we just open up in prayer? Lord God, thank you that you are such a good God. Thank you, Lord, that you love giving us good gifts. And I just pray right now that as I share on the prophetic, Lord, I pray that each one of us will desire that gift, the gift of prophecy, Lord. Help us to learn, help us to put into practice what we've been taught. Thank you for all that you've done for us in your precious and awesome name. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so the Word on series. Hasn't it been exciting? Hey, we've learned so much about what God says about the different topics. So we heard the Word on God. We heard the Word on evolution, which was fascinating. We heard on humanity that Tabile shared, on warfare that Genevieve shared, and then last week, didn't Micah do an incredible job on media? Hey, he was absolutely phenomenal. And then today I'm speaking on prophecy. And this is my, like Mark said, this is my thing. This is what I love doing. Now, can you imagine if you could buy a device that would tell you about your future, whether it will tell you what job you're going to land up or what career you're going to follow. It's going to tell you whether you get married. It's going to show you maybe who the person is. It will tell you if you're going to have kids and what they look like and if you're going to be traveling the world and then when you finally die. Would you mind pairing up and then just discuss with that person if you would actually like to know that stuff? Would you like to know about your future? Okay, so a show of hands, who would like to know the future? Who's happy that we don't know the future? Yeah, I'm one of those. I would rather let it happen and just trust the Lord that he'll do whatever he needs to do. But aren't we bombarded by future predictions? Hey, I mean, in business, they tell you what the end thing is, what's going to be happening. There's the weather forecasts, there's one app that I like using because I like to know what's going to happen in the weather-wise. So I can tell my kids what to wear, and they can tell you within a week, more or less. They're not always correct, but more or less, it's predictions. And then there's the movie 2012, a movie about the destruction of Earth, prophesied thousands of years ago by the Mayans. So there's movies, there's books. We are bombarded about stuff that's going to happen in the future. So I guess there's some questions. We've got some questions. And can I see if I can answer some of those questions that you may have? So firstly, what is prophecy? I'm sure some of you ask, like, what actually is prophecy? Prophecy is a sense that God has something to say to a person or a group at a specific time. But I'll unpack that as we go along. So what does the Bible say about prophecy? So maybe the good thing to do is to start right at the beginning. So let's go to the Old Testament and find out what prophecy was about. Prophets were appointed by God to speak on his behalf to people. Okay, and prophets were often whistleblowers on the tribe or nation who had turned away from God. So they would... especially for the tribe for the Israelites, there were lots of little tribes. There were 12 tribes in Israel, and if one of them disobeyed God, God would tell a prophet to go and speak to them and to say, "Oh, you better turn or burn." Okay. Let me introduce you to a few prophets. There's Prophet Moses. He was used by God to free people from slavery, and he kept calling people to repentance. You know the story about the Israelites in Egypt. And God called Moses to go and get his people out of Egypt. And he was prophesying, "Pharaoh, if you don't let my people go, there's going to be plagues." So God used Moses. We see there's a lady prophet for us ladies. And she prophesied that a small army would go up against big armies and defeat them. So God called a few soldiers out of Israel, and God was going to go ahead of them, and he was going to help them to destroy the armies that were destroying Israel. There's Ezekiel, and he prophesied the restoration of Israel and the destruction of her armies. Again, it's about Israel, where God said that he was going to restore Israel because they had been scattered throughout the the world, that he was going to bring them back, form a nation, and he was going to destroy those who were against them. So what were prophets doing? If you had an issue in your home, or if you had a business problem and you didn't quite know how to handle it, you would go to a prophet. And what he would do is he would go to God and he would pray. And then he'd come back to you and he'd say, okay, this is what I feel. So we get a picture that God's up there, man's down here, and then there's a kind of a prophet in the middle who was the in-between speaker for us. Okay. And then the centerpiece of the Old Testament was all about the Messiah. There was 127 messianic predictions. Okay, that's about the Messiah. 3,000 Bible verses that predicted his coming, and 574 verses about a Messiah. That's quite a lot, eh? So that's just a few. I mean, there's no 3,000 there, but there's a few where it speaks about the prophecy, and that's all the Old Testament. And then if you look to the right, that's the New Testament. That's where they were all fulfilled. And then Jesus actually was born. So a child of Abraham, who was going to come from the tribe of Judah, the son of David, in Bethlehem, that's where he was born. It was going to be a virgin birth, that his mom and dad would flee to Egypt to get away from Herod, and then Herod would kill thousands of babies. And they were all fulfilled. And God used the prophet Isaiah, who predicted that Jesus would come 700 years before Jesus arrived. And his big prophecy was that the Savior would come and he would die a horrible death, but he would bring forgiveness. No prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit as they spoke from God. We've got to remember that that we've got a God who wants to interact with people. He wants to interact. He wants to tell us the future. He wants to tell us what his plans are. So surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. And that's in Amos. Okay, so now I've run through the Old Testament. Is there anything in the New Testament? Let's see what the New Testament has. Okay, so at Pentecost, if you remember the story, they were all up in the upper room and the Holy Spirit came on them like little flames of fire on their heads, and they started to speak in tongues and they went out and prophesied. Okay, this is the New Testament now. And in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people, not just some, not just on the Israelites, on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. He's not saying maybe. He said you will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And so the Holy Spirit, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, that's what happens. Then the church, now we kind of get an image where in the New Testament, remember the Old Testament was God, man, and the prophet in between speaking for God. But now the New Testament seems like, because of the Holy Spirit has come on each one of us, now there's God up there, the Holy Spirit is amongst us, and he's teaching us, this is what he's teaching us. These are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. So his job now, the Holy Spirit, and the pastors and the teachers and the leaders of the church is to equip us to make us the prophets and all that. Isn't that such an awesome thing? That we call these spiritual gifts. And the Holy Spirit gives each one of us a gift. And let's see what this, he says. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives somebody else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Follow the ways of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. So God is saying, I want to give you the spirit of prophecy. I want to give you that gift. And so he's saying we must eagerly look for that gift. Okay, and then at the end of the New Testament, we come across the book of Revelations, which we did last term. And it speaks about, so it predicts the future. It tells us all about heaven. It tells us about the end times. But it speaks to us today. It tells us how to live today. So if we die today, that we will make it into heaven and how we will get to spend eternity. Okay, so we've done New Testament, Old Testament. Is it relevant for today? In Joel, it says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. And you're the sons and daughters, aren't you? I'm a daughter. But now you're saying, okay, so I know what prophecy is, but why do we prophesy? What good does it do? In 1 Corinthians 14, it says, the one who prophesies strengthens, encourages, and comforts people. Maybe you don't understand all the words, so let's break the words down and see what the words say. Okay, so strengthening in a prophetic word is to instruct or improve someone's moral or intellectually. To encourage means to urge them to act, give them support, inspire them, and give them hope. And that's what a prophecy often does. It gives you hope, when you're feeling really down and feeling like you can't carry on, and then somebody comes and gives you a prophetic word, and it's just like, whoa, I can do this. And then there's comfort. To soothe, console, reassure, or bring cheer to people. To make us happy, to realize that we're not on our own, that God is with us. So, what is it all about? Why do we prophesy? To strengthen, to encourage, and to comfort. Now, I'm sure you're sitting there and you're saying, okay, you say it's for everybody. Well, is it for me? Can I do it? And remember, we said at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down and filled all of us. And so, who can prophesy? Anyone who is born again, anyone who has accepted Jesus Christ into their life can prophesy. Anyone who is filled with the Holy Spirit, if you've come to the place where you said, Holy Spirit, I need you, fill me right now. And anyone who's reading God's word. To me, I feel that if you're in a relationship with Jesus, if you're reading his word, if you're speaking to him, if you're praying to him, and you're asking him to speak back, if you do that, you're prophetic. Then you can speak into other people's lives without a doubt. Okay, so I've told you what prophecy is, and you say, okay, well, how do I get it? Like, what happens? There's visions. There's images, there's thoughts. Did you hear Belinda downstairs today when she was, she said, I see God revealing his heart to people and his father heart to people. Did you remember her saying that? I actually think she saw something. And she said there was a vision, I see. So it's an image or a video that's playing in your mind that that's how you can tell. Then in dreams, and dreams normally happen when you're asleep and it's something to, it'll be a picture that God wants you to maybe share with somebody or to encourage somebody with. An impression, it's a feeling. When you're standing talking to somebody and there's that feeling like, you know, either you feel kind of down or if somebody walks towards you and they're smiling and they're shining, then that's an impression. That's a feeling that you get. It could be quite mild or it could be quite strong. Words. Now, I always remember Pastor Carol speaking about, she was preaching the one day and she looked down into the congregation and there was this word depression over somebody's head. And she realized that that person was either going through depression or they had somebody in their family were going through depression. And so she went in after she had preached, she had gone there and she had started encouraging the person and found out that that person was going through depression. So it's like a word. It's like a tag, a name tag or something on their heads or above their heads that will, I've never had that personally, but apparently that's, and I can imagine it would be quite awesome to see. And then there's scripture. Have you ever read a Bible scripture and you felt, oh, I should share this with somebody because I know that'll encourage them? That's prophetic. Or if you've read a scripture and it's spoken to you, it's a prophetic word to you as well. So I want to challenge you in your everyday life to, when you wake up in the morning, say, or during your day, say to God, God, Lord, who do you want me to speak to in my class, at the shops, or on the street? Lord, will you give me either a vision, a dream, an impression, a word or scripture to help somebody else go through their day? And see what God does, because if we ask, he'll do. Trust me. Okay, so I'm telling you how to do it, but there's a few things that we have to avoid. We don't want to get, we want to encourage, we want to build up people. So we want to, we don't want to judge people. Okay, we want to build up. We want to encourage. We don't, nothing negative. Because remember, we want to focus on the positive. We want to bring people up. We don't want to drag them down. We want to bring them up. And fear, no scary stuff. And remember the scriptures to build up, to encourage. Okay, this is fun times. So I want you to pair up again, and I want you to ask God for a word for them. So I want you to just close your eyes and just say, God, have you got something for my friend? And then I want you to share with them. So this is what I feel for you. And then you have to share back with your friend. And then after you've asked, say to him, like, what I shared, did it make any sense? Do you feel that? And that's how you grow, because that person will say, yes, I really understood that, or no. And if you didn't really get it, you can ask one of the leaders to help you. So would you just break up in pairs? And I want you to write it down. There's a piece of paper. Hey? Okay, only the person that receives, if you're busy sharing, the other person who you're sharing with must write down their prophecy. Okay, what they feel God is saying to them. Okay. So break up in pairs and then just share. Is, would you like to see this in practice? Would you like to see how we do this when we do prophetic ministry? Would you like that? Okay, so now these people I'm calling up don't know about this. So I want Jesse to come up. I want Danielle to come up. Danielle's like, no, but Danielle knew I was going to call her. And I want Tama to come up. Come on, Tama. Now these are three people that I know. I've listened to their prophetic words, and they are powerful prophetic people. Okay, so what I'm going to ask you guys to do is I want you to look out there, and I want you to see a person like you've been trained, a word for somebody, and you can just share with them what you feel God is saying to them. Okay, I'll go first. Young man. No, you, the one that's looking. Yeah, stand up. Sorry, I don't know your name. Justin. Justin, I just feel that you've got such an inquiring mind. You want to know. I think you would like to know what the future holds and where you're going and what's happening. You want to know what's happening in the world and why things happen and how they happen. And I just get a sense from God that those are the minds that he likes. Those are the minds that he wants to impart. He wants to tell you those special things. The things that you want to know, he wants to tell you more than that. The things that you, for instance, if you're wanting to know science and you want to just know like how these two chemicals work, God says, but I want to show you more than what just those two chemicals do. I want to show you what, if you put those chemicals with another chemical, this is what happens. I feel God just wants to show you his heart. He wants to show you deeper and more than what you could ever ask for. The questions that you ask, he's got so much more and deeper stuff that he wants to share with you. And he's saying, Justin, I want to pull you up. I want to take you up higher. I want to take you up to the next level. But you've got to trust me. You've got to say, God, okay, today I trust you. I trust you with my mind. I trust you with my thoughts. And so I just want to encourage you just to step up and to take God for take God at his word. Okay.
My friend over there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're smiling. I know you're doing that thing. Yeah. So then I don't know. It's I got this image. It's there was like a small dot thingy, and then like close to it were two bigger dot thingies. So in my mind, I don't know, relative to where they are from you, I feel like there's a certain influence they have. I'm not sure what exactly that means. Maybe people in your life or whatnot. And they have a really great influence. But then that you, the smaller dot thingy, started to kind of glow, sort of. And I feel like God's saying, at some point, eventually, you will become the bigger influence. I don't know what those other two things are, if they're people or something else in your life. But yeah, I think God's saying, eventually, yeah, he's going to empower you in some sort of way. I don't know. You're just going to start shining. I don't know if that's literal or in some other way. But yeah, that's what I've gotten from him.
No malanga. Has anybody ever gone stargazing? And if you haven't, I haven't either, but it seems like a cool thing to do. But if you've ever looked up during winter, because winter, it gets really dark really early. If you ever looked up and you've seen the stars always seem the brightest when it's the darkest, and it always seems so magnificent and fascinating. And I feel like with you, there's going to be a lot of darkness, but you'll shine the brightest. And the fact that you're resilient and stuff happens and it sucks, but you're still vibrant and you'll remain vibrant. And even the days where you feel like, I can't do this, I'm so tired, remember that with stars, before they go out, they always shine the brightest before they go out. And with you, you're not going out anytime soon, but you are incredibly bright and you have so much light surrounding you. And wherever you are, there might be darkness, but you're so bright and gorgeous, and just be sure in yourself, because a lot of things will try to shake you, but just push on.
Awesome. What's your name? The one with the Alex. Okay, so I was just praying. I didn't know who to give a prophetic word for. So then I just closed my eyes and I just had this image of almost like something in a box. Okay, like for you, almost like you were in this box. And yet someone was trying to pull open. So now I didn't understand what that meant. So then that's why I went and prayed for you. And I just feel God is saying that I'm with you, that he's going to take you out, and that he will go with you. He'll be there, that he won't stop pulling and pushing. He'll always be with you, no matter how tough it gets. I just feel like, you know, that container, whatever, it's not stopping God from his plan and purpose, and that he's not stopping until he has all of you. That's what I just feel.
Okay, so you guys, thanks guys, you were terrific. So what I want you to do, those who have got prophetic words, won't you write them down? And when you get home, go through what was told to you, and see. There's that thingy, that picture about Jesse with the thingies. Write it down, and then go and ask God. Okay, God, what were you trying to tell me? And did you see some of them were visions? Danielle had a vision of a picture of the sky. Jess had thingies, and Tama. I mean, you also had a picture of a box. And I just had a sense. I just had a sense that because he's such an inquiring mind, that God was going to do more for him. So you see, God speaks differently. How do I handle prophecy? Okay, so these are prophetic words that you're given. So you have to, how do you handle a prophecy that you've been given? write the prophetic word down. Don't forget it. Write it down. And then see, what are God's promises that he's given to me? God has told Justin that he's going to take him higher, that God loves his inquiring mind, and that God is going to take him higher, that God wants to show him more. So if he writes that down, that God's going to show me more, and God's taking me up to a higher place. See where you're living below it. Okay, so maybe Justin hasn't got an inquiry mind. Maybe he doesn't ask God questions. Maybe he doesn't ask his family questions. And he's like, oh, okay, so maybe I better start asking questions. Maybe I should ask God certain questions in the Bible that I don't get and wait and see if God's going to answer them. Repent if you are missing the mark. If you're not, if he's not doing that, go to God and say, you know, God, I know that you've got so much more for me, and I'm happy to sit in the mud. God, will you've called me to reach for the stars? God, will you please just bring me up? I'm sorry that I'm happy, but help me not to be happy anymore. Help me to be unsatisfied where I am, and help me to want to be closer to you. And if you don't get what was shared, then go to lead and say, you know what, I really didn't get this prophecy, and can you help me to work it out and to see what God is actually saying? And this is what God says. Now, I've heard prophecies being told, and people are like, ugh, I don't believe it. That's the person's talking rubbish. But listen what God says about prophecy. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Because remember, it's the Holy Spirit that is speaking through us. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies. So don't say prophecies are rubbish. But test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. So God says we must test a prophecy. You've got to see, like, what this person is saying, what is good about it. Okay, and this is what you find out. You find out, okay, does it glorify God? Does that prophecy take me closer to God, or does it pull me away from God? Is it scriptural? Can I find scripture that can back this prophecy? Does it give me hope? Does it make me hopeful, or does it make me down and scared and miserable? Does it strengthen, encourage, and comfort? Now what? You've been given a prophecy. You've learned. You've learned a little bit about how to give a prophecy. Now what? So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. I want to ask you that if you want to prophesy, if you want the gift of prophecy, and you want prayer for it, I'm sure if you come up, I'll find some of our leaders to pray with you, and we will pray with you. And then I want you to have faith, because that's our Christian life is all about faith. And I want you to have faith and say, God, when you wake up in the morning, God, I'm going to go and prophesy over somebody. And by faith, you pray for that person and you go and do it. And sometimes you might be spot on, sometimes a little bit wrong, but remember, you're always encouraging. So there's no scary stuff. It can't be wrong. It's always encouraging. And I want you to go out and speak out. There's a guy, there's a man in Sydney. I don't know, I think his name's Brian. I just remember the name Brian. And he's in Sydney, and he does prophetic evangelism. This man walks around Sydney, and God shows him people. And he'll go and talk to that person. And he will tell that person a little bit about themselves. And then he'll say, you know, God's revealed it. Because when people say, like, how do you know this about me? And he'll say, you know what, God's revealed this to me. And this is what God has for you. God wants you to give your heart to him. God's calling you to be greater. And people turn to him, turn to God, because they want the supernatural. They want to see that our God is a living God. And so if you want this, if you want the gift of prophecy, why don't you just stay behind and one of us will pray with you. So how do we do it? Ask for the gift and believe that God will give it to you. Wait for a word. You sit there and you say, God, what is the word? What is it that you want me to share? Remember, you're sharing God's heart. And then speak with faith. Have faith that what you've got, the words that you've got, is a word from God. And then you share that. I want to just ask that if you feel like you want the gift of prophecy, I want you just to stand right now. I'm sure there's more people out there who says, you know what, I want to be able to go out there and encourage people. When there's a beggar on the road, I want to be able to tell him something that will bring him to know Christ. I know it's scary, but it's so much fun when you see God move. When you're prophesying over somebody and they burst out crying because you've touched their heart, because that's what God, where God wants, what God's laid on your heart to share with them. It's the most awesome feeling. Okay. Can we just pray? Lord God, I thank you for each one, each person here today, Lord. Thank you that you are good and you're kind. Lord, thank you. I just thank you for those two young ladies who stood up and said, I want the gift of prophecy. I want to make a difference. And God, you said that if we ask for the gift, you will give it to us, Lord. I pray for each one of us, Lord. Help us to, in our quiet time, to hear from you. Help us to have a relationship with you, Lord God. And just take us deeper with you, Lord. And we love you so much. Thank you for all that you've done in your precious and awesome name. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, next week, it's on lifestyle and Norma Langer's preaching. So be here. And God bless. May you have an awesome day.